Karen Holcomb Merrill. She's with the Michigan League for Human Services. They're a nonprofit, nonpartisan statewide policy and advocacy organization dedicated to ensuring that Michigan's low-income residents achieve economic security. Karen, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I know that you have some concerns in a recent bit of information. Michigan's long economic struggle is reflected primarily in 2010 numbers released by the Census Bureau. The state poverty rate increased by more than 50% over the decade, rising from 9.8% in 99-2000 to 14.8% in 09 and 2010. That's very, very disturbing.
Yeah, Tony, that is very disturbing. Those numbers that were released this week by the Census Bureau probably aren't much of a surprise for most of us that have been living here in Michigan in the last decade, but still to see that number of a leap of over 50% in the poverty rate in our state is of great concern, and it remains high. The poverty rate remains very high, and, you know, we're concerned about what that means for people and their families and their kids here in our state.
You know, Karen, I often wonder, we have this I wouldn't call it a debate, but it's a discussion whenever we talk about poverty. How much of that is the fault of the people who are immersed in that, and how much is that the fault of government, whether it's the federal, statewide, or local level?
Well, clearly the causes of poverty are systemic, and by that I mean that it's not about somebody refusing to work or being too lazy. It's about the system that's in place. It's about what are we doing to make sure that people are educated and that they can get jobs when they come out of whether it's high school or community college or college. It's about what are we doing to support our families in this state. To see such a high poverty rate is obviously an indication that it's far more of a problem than simply a few people that don't want to work, a few people that might want to just take assistance from the government, which we sometimes hear. This is about the tax structure that's in place in our state. It's about what are we doing for workforce development. It's about, is there a safety net in place for families so that when something does go wrong, they have something to help them through a difficult time so they can get back on their feet.
Well, from your perspective, what can government do?
Well, I think if we look at the numbers that came out this week, there's nothing we can do about the last decade, obviously. It is what it is. It's been a really hard time for many people and families in this state. But what we can do is look ahead and think about how do we respond to those numbers. And I think that's where our lawmakers and our governor come in. There have been policy decisions that have been made recently that are not going to help improve the poverty rate in this state. Just as one example, on October 1st, a lot of families that are receiving some cash assistance right now from the state are going to lose that assistance. Many of those families are working, but just not making enough money to support their families. So if we take away their assistance on October 1st, and this is assistance to 30,000 kids in our state, you know, that's not going to help the poverty rate. That's not going to help people get back on their feet. So we need to reconsider some of the decisions that have been made already. We need to look at our commitment to workforce development in this state. Are we giving people the skills that they need for today's jobs? You know, part of what's happened over the last 10 years, as you know, Tony, is, you know, the jobs available in Michigan have changed dramatically. Granted, many of them have gone away, but the ones that remain are different than the ones that were here 10 years ago. So what are we doing to ensure that the skills of our workers match the jobs that are here in Michigan right now?
You know, Karen, I still wrestle with the fact that we're in control of our own destiny. And if I lost my job here, I'd go to McDonald's. And I'd do whatever I had to do to support my family. When it came to a house, even though I could have gotten a lot more house, I got what I could afford, and I looked long term and thought about, okay, if we do get in trouble, where would we be? It appears to me from the people that I talk to and from the information out there that not enough people do those things.
Well, I don't agree, because I think you could go to McDonald's, for example, and work, but you can't support your family working at McDonald's. And even if you have two parents working at McDonald's, you can't support your family. I mean, when we talk about poverty levels, we're talking about very poor people. We're not talking about people that just can't go to the movies. We're talking about a family of four making less than $22,000 a year. And 50%, you know, a 50% increase in the number of people that fall into that category is huge. And it isn't about personal choices as much as it is about what do we do as a society to support families, to support people. And, you know, we can compare ourselves to other states, and we can look at states that invest in workforce development, invest in higher education, and those are the states that are thriving now. What we have been doing here in Michigan is disinvesting in our people, disinvesting in our human capital, and now we're seeing the results of
that. All right, Karen, let's take that block of people you're talking about. Obviously, we need to educate the children from pre-K all the way through college graduation. But to pay for that and to pay to help these people out, where do we find the money when we have deficits that are in the billions of dollars?
Well, if you look at our state budget, there has been lots and lots of talk about how there's less revenue, there's less money available. We have to cut the budget. We've been cutting the budget here in Michigan for a decade. And look, it's where it's gotten us. It's not into a good place. What we need to do is we need to modernize our tax structure here in Michigan. If we modernize our tax structure here in Michigan, there is more revenue available, and there is more money available. So then instead of having to cut away at things that help people achieve economic security, that help people be able to support their families, we would have things in place that would be doing that. We would have more money for education. And so I think we have gotten ourselves into sort of a mindset here in Michigan that there's just simply not enough to go around, and we've had to make some tough decisions. Well, one of the decisions that we need to do is really look at our tax structure here in Michigan. Compared to other states, we have a very outdated tax structure, and that starts to show up when you see these numbers.
Karen, why are we dragging our feet at this? I've heard this idea brought up from economists, from people in business. Do the politicians hear us?
Well, I guess you would have to ask the politicians that question. Certainly, many of our lawmakers right now, our policymakers, seem to have a certain vision. They seem to have a certain idea that cutting business taxes is a way to turn our economy around. The data shows, the experience of other states shows, that is not the case, that cutting business taxes doesn't necessarily create any new jobs. And so, you know, we have made the argument, we continue to make the argument, that that's not the type of tax structure change that we need here in Michigan. We need to look at what has worked well in other states. And as to why lawmakers aren't responding to that, I guess that would be a question for them.
All right, Karen, I know that you support the governor's efforts to create a healthier Michigan.
You know, we were pleased with the governor's special message on health and wellness yesterday, and we were pleased with his focus on prevention, which we think is really important. We were pleased with him talking about reducing infant mortality rates, which is still a huge problem here in Michigan, and putting some more money into some specific prevention-related programs. Yes, we were pleased with that.
All right. Karen, I appreciate your time. We always appreciate you getting up this early to chat with us. Enjoy your day. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. You too.